one day.
Yeah, how many,
quit,
11 children did you tell us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a big,
big well, after we all got up busy, see, that's all we done was eat and work. We didn't do nothing else.
Yeah.
So Sunday we played.
Uh-huh.
And on Saturday we washed and
ironed. Uh-huh.
And then we had pumpkin pie.
Well, tell me how to make pumpkin pie. I mean,
potato pie, you take potatoes, you get you some good uniform potatoes, not no bumpy ones or no cracked up ones or nothing like that. Just the best.
Uh-huh.
And you get them about big as your fist, or you get them about this big, these are two fists.
Mm-hmm.
And you put them all in, boil them in some water.
How long do you boil them?
Well, you boil them till they get done. You can stick a fork in them, or either a knife or
just
something.
Just till they get so soft.
You can stick it clean down through them, and you can tell when they get done, the skin will kind of go to loosening up, see, and it'll kind of bust off of them. But you can stick that knife down, you know, just exactly when they're done.
Mm-hmm.
But not too big a knife, you know, just don't make no great big hole anywhere
yeah.
to pop open, but just stick it down in there so you can tell it's done. And you take them and you peel them. You lay them out in the pan, let them cool a little bit, not getting too cool. And you peel them. Get all that outside off of them, stems, ends, and all.
Mm-hmm.
And you take them then and you mix you some milk. I always use buttermilk with mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I use butter with mine. I put butter in them. And I put buttermilk in them. And I put spices in them.
What kind of spices?
Well, it's just the spice, you know, all spice.
Oh, I see, uh-huh.
Oh, you can use nutmeg if you like that.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever kind of flavor.
All spice is good, I like that.
And you can put vanilla flavor in them if you like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's good in them. And you make your crust. You can buy them already made now. But you make your crust out of flour and shortening and buttermilk. Some makes them out of water, but I don't. I never have made mine out of water because it makes it too tough.
Uh-huh.
I like to tender crust as well as I do a tender pie.
Mm-hmm.
So I make them up with buttermilk and I roll them out. Get y'all a big board and roll them out, put some flour on that board and put that water dough up there. I get it all about that big and cover the pan. You know, make a big, big shell,
mm-hmm.
all around the pan. And I place it in the pan and I keep placing it till I get it just like I want it in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it hangs too further over the side, I take a knife and, you know, pick it off around the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And then I set it down there, and then I make up my potatoes. I take my hand, and I make them up just like making that bread.
Well, now, do you put brown sugar or something in them?
Well, you put, because how many you got, you can put sugar to taste, or you can make them real sweet.
Uh-huh.
I always make mine a little bit sweeter than I like it, because some folks might like it sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can taste it when you get it all made up, and you can taste it and see how you like it. And if it ain't sweet enough for you, you can put some more in it. Because when it cooks, that cooks, puts some of that milk and stuff down in it, see.
Mm-hmm.
It dries out as it cooks.
Yes, yeah, so it has to be soupier when you put it
yeah,
in the
thing. It has to be wet or co-opted spoon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real good, too. And you mix that butter. Well, you can put 2 sticks of butter, or you can put 1, depending on how much you got. But you can get 3 potatoes. And that 1 stick of butter, and 2 cups of milk, and about 2 cups of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Or probably might take 3.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't never get all potatoes the same size, you see.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to use some of your own judgment
yeah.
when you cook things like that, because you can't never get it just like you want it.
And you said you put a little allspice in it.
Put a little spice in there and mix it all up together with your fingers. And pull
mm-hmm.
out and you mash it like this and there'll be some strings in your hand and throw them out.
Uh-huh.
You know how a potato gets strained,
mm-hmm.
you throw them out. And then you get your spoon and you beat it and beat it and beat it. Just beat it all up and get it all mixed up. And then put it in your batter and sit it in the oven on your stove and cook it slow. Don't
We're
cook it too fast.
Because
it'll burn your crust
what?
If you cook
yeah.
it too fast. Because it takes a potato pie about 30 minutes or longer on 300 to get, you know, done.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then sometimes it scorches your crust, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you have to be particular about that.